Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
We only fight to be that fool. Oh, baby, baby.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
The upper room. The upper room.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 8.
Mizmor
David.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
Guide me.
Check one. Yeah, definitely. It's all good.
When you run them, why you crawl? When you arrive, them don't fear you fall. But hope and pray, hope and pray. That sign them light my way. Hope and pray, hope and pray. But hope me never stray. Hope and pray, hope and pray. Now go on that clear. Hope and pray, hope and pray. Let me a hope and pray. Them want to know, oh, I did it, but I did it. The roughest of times I've been to it. Bad mind, grateful, dying for the pretty to me. Oh, I'm the car, I'm legit. Move up everything, them tell us every minute. Them tell us, admit it, them stand beside you. And them want to your father, they need to pull them, come slip it. But bad mind and grateful, me no want to them no longer. They want free and free for my don't call me live longer. Me no eat, me no drink from people, no time me no hunger. Let pray and pray for my downfall. That's a make me stronger. But hope and pray, that sign him light my way. Hope and pray, but hope me never stray. Hope and pray, now I'm all that here. Hope and pray, send me a hope and pray. Me know by now, the enemies I wonder. The threat them send and me still look under. By now them I wonder. How the youth they progressive and the youth I get stronger. A clean heart is the answer. For them I'm with them, I don't know yet no cancer. Just fool your name brand, tell them do some filthy things. Now them can't answer. Bad mind and grateful, me no want to them no longer. Say one free and pray for my don't fall, me live longer. Me no eat, me no drink from people, no time, me no hunger. Let pray and pray for my downfall. That I make me stronger. But hope and pray, that shine him light my way. Hope and pray, but hope me never stray. Hope and pray, now go on that clear. Hope and pray, let me a hope and pray.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebesamayat, يتقدس سمكة تمسع من قستك ويكون فكارك بك أما بسماي كما هو بمدير سيساينا زللة إلتانا حبنا يوم هدق لاني عبستانا وققاينا كماني هنني نهدق لزي عبسة لنا إتعبيانا إكزيو وستا منسوت على عدهانانا وباليهانا إم كله أكوي اسمي زي آكا يئت من قست حيل وسبحات العالم عالم آمين أم هايك عباتا تشنهوي بسماي متنور سمي يكأدس من قستو تمتع فكادة بسمان هونج اندهم بمدر تهون يألت انجلاتشنن ستنزاري بدلاتشنن ميكربلن ان يامي بدلو يكأرن دمنل عبتو ورفاتنا نتاقبان ككفو هلو أرنين انجي من قست يانتناتنا حايلم كبر مسقانا لزل آلمو آمين
Patrick Meech around my Bendigo. Work out in the fire and you never get burned. Yeah, yeah. Our Father who art in heaven, always be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, O daily bread. And forgive those the trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all those evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Yeah. Patrick Beach around a Bendigo, we're cast in the fire and they never get burned. Yeah. Our Father who art in heaven, always be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all those evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, forever and ever, yeah. For and glory, y'all. Patrick Meacher, round of Bendigo. Castle of fire, and they never get burned, yeah. Danny will cast in the lion's den, and yet he will deliver. Yeah. Always be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. Yeah. Forgive those that trespass against us. Patrick Meacher, Patrick Meacher, Patrick Meacher, round a Bendigo. We'll cast through the fire and the little bit burn.
Everybody knew for too long now. The pressure upon the youth is up, it don't make we rise again. The chalice, burning out the hatred, and we burning out the malice. Gloriousness, can't see Japalis. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the valleys. Alright, keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never been.
Yeah, me now. Fireball the whole of them. Hear me now. Fireborn the whole of the earth. 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 Hail King Selassie, always go you not. Don't gaze on the bit of it when you sit down in a Babylon a mess. Don't stress, don't play with nobody. We blaze if we have enough, we walk with no bulletproof vest. Man, I tried the road just with Jaja. Wicked man, I'm out and I got deep, no put no murder upon our flesh. But because you make it load where we rather. You're too out harder, then literally you can get a firebone. Firebone, the whole of them. Judgment will be falling. Firebone. Firebone, the whole of them. Some boy I say them not stop rob. No for the police I try act like God. No for them I dream talking about why not. And not even your people now have your back. Alright, them box another youth in your mouth for talking out. You talking about a pony lag in your boot and call it suit. Where I promote me not to loot. Me not choose for what you wrong. But we still a watch from south. That's why we say fireborn. Fireborn the whole of them. And that's because we're fed with them, bro. What county fill with them? Prison yard, you're filling up them. Son, you in a criminal end. Just give me a pen and make me want to have it shoot. Me find the Amagidi and we not fail the youth. But, so you're fed up with them, bro. What county fill with them? Prison yard, you're filling up them. Son, you in a criminal end. Wanna give me a pen and make me want to have it shoot. Amagidi and we'll have to tell them. Fireborn. Fireborn, the whole of them. And then it's all out. Fireborn. Fireborn, the whole of them.
Discipleship Radio.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Yeah, the reggae beat originally come from the Africans. We same way, the African music and the Africans scattered abroad. So it come as a kind of rebellion.
London, word up, people's in the struggle in Paris, Cuba, South Africa, word up, worldwide, roots crew, yeah, open your mind to this one, feel it, joint, where
more. Some taking this to the streets, right? They want war. The sheriff at the front door, he coming to hunt y'all. You got these devils at the back door, they wanna confront y'all. They want y'all to pass like some type of gun law. They come in the night, then block out every border you could run for. Me, I'm a rocket launcher, a militant monster. I'm self-sponsor, I light up the mic just like Gonda. Black door in the flesh, no imposter, power hilly. Thoroughbred soldiers, they with the same silly shit that uncertain, wrapped inside a steel curtain, networking our shoulders, backs, and neck, hurting for real. So be supreme or just remain a mere person. Yo, you can find knowledge yourself or keep searching. Whoever in the crevice is thirsty, working beneath the surface. Y'all know the purpose, keep the streets burning.
That I am mighty and thunderable, exhibir masakan, grama, urasatar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the ghost, and the ghast. Side, tuga, side, tuga, side, tuga.
Be wrong, you condemn, you're wrong, then you can't live long, then. Push it, copy, dash it, fire, pandem. We keep promote the freaky girls and nasty man, then. But righteous, cute, prison and hang them. But Bobby wrong, nasty, plan them. Filthy, I don't want hear a damn thing from them. Life truth worth more than instant and anthem. Burn out the team on them. But no sadder, I don't care. I know either. Proud, high press, I train up on life, Tina. Burn down, set up, yeah, clean and spread, yeah. Bug at them, yeah, escape, yeah. Burn them down, now wait till later. Greater light in yonder crystal. Lava, earthquake, yeah. Life ain't no blessing star. Little kids, the bug at them, raping star. Jump on out the bending star. This is the truth of time for the burning star. The empress needs light, it's shining are hovering, no make the ask what you're waiting for. Go on, no sadder, no better. Melt the wicked and them nasty behavior. No slackness, I know either. Forward, I'm pressed for bring up on life, Tina. Go on, sadder, me clean and shine, yeah. Boga them can't escape, yeah. Burn them down away till later. Girls, the light in your number so lava earthquake, yeah. Ah! Them sick. Check it out, all type of things them a kiss. Nothing is and practice. Them a fi get burn out. Call the lightning quick like shrink. From them fight against nature, them a fi get burn through. Burn them filthy web and dirty net some too. Fire, fire, curse in I love your style. Burn down the wicked, not smile. Burn down, sadam, so good.
just like me, me push no either. But what time for tight clean up and like clean a youth. But don't cut down your clean and dry, yeah. The bugger then can't escape, yeah. Burn them down away to late and great and light. The other so lava earthquake, yeah. Bobby, Robby, 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 Robby.
African is expected to contribute his share in strengthening our organization and in consolidating our unity to accelerate the victory of the freedom struggle. The word of the Lion of Yehuda has prevailed. His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, the first Haile Selassie, King of Kings of Ethiopia, elect of Xavier, God, and Neho, a greater than Solomon, is here.
The love shown by our God, you understand, to mankind should constrain all of us who are followers and disciples of Christos to do all in our power to see to it, to see to it that the message of salvation is carried to those of our fellows, our brethren and our sistren, who have not had the benefit of hearing the good news. And this is the word of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, speaking on religion.
Look to the east for the coming of a black king.
Behold! Behold!
Christ in his kingly character. 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 One low brother man say Rasta. Who goes, it must be Jaja. Thank goodness I don't have to wonder. I know who he is forever. Christ in his kingly character. 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 His foundation is in the holy mountains. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of the Almighty. He's a living legend of this Iowa. Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Christ in his kingly character. 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 Many know the truth and hide it. Many feeling the vibes and try to avoid it. But the truth must be revealed. And oh my God is real. Christ in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character. In his kingly character, Christ 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 in his kingly character. 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 One low brother man say Rasta. Who goes, it must be Jaja. Thank goodness I don't have to wonder. I know who he is forever. Christ in his kingly character. 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 Help me look to the east. Help me see the King coming. Help me see the King coming. Oh, 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 yeah. Christ in his kingly character.
Yes, 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 Majek Fashek, right there, there, there. Yes, I, Majek Fashek, right there. It's a classic 1996 tune right there. Promised Land, did you hear? Hear Shema Yisrael, Shemu, Shemu, Lau. Hear him. Well, he said, promised land is a state of mind. Good reasoning here. Hear. Yes. A little Selah moment, unexpected right there. I was talking, but the mic was on mute. But that was Majek. Majek for Shek. Majek for Shek right there with the classic 1996 tune right there. Promised land. Did you hear? Shema'a Yisrael. Hear, Israel. Shema'u, la'u. Hear him. What does Majek for Shek say in the promised land tune? The promised land. What and where is it? So the promised land is not America. It's not Europa. It's not even Africa. In the higher heights. In the Christ consciousness, the Messiah mindfulness. The promised land is a state of mind. The doubting Thomas, the weak heart, right? The weak mind will not make it to the promised land, because the promised land is a state of mind. Now, of course, from low degrees to high degrees, we have the earthly type, the temporal type, the land, even the land between the two rivers, between East African River, known as the River Nile, a.k.a. Gihon or Gihon, as some refer to it scripturally, biblically, and also according to the geography, right, in the east of the River Nile, and what they call East Africa. And then as we move to Far East Africa or across the sands of Arabia, was old Israel located somewhere in Arabia? Just want to put that on the beamer right here. And then we move to the second of the two rivers. That's why when truly interpreted, the flag that is often referred to as the flag of the modern state of Israel, with those two, the two blue bands right there, and that flag right there, we find it first being used amongst Ainai people, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. But the flag there does make a point of the scripture prophecy regarding the temporal, we're talking about like the natural. In the natural sense, it's the land, but what is land? What's the two truths, the Hebrew two truths? So first, from the low degrees, from the earthly type, we have between the two rivers, as we have in Bereshith, a.k.a. Genesis, also known as Genesis chapter 15, that land that according to the scripts was given to Abram through his seed, to his race, right? That Hebrew race, that consciousness. But psycho-spiritually, looking at the promised land, that would be what we would call in today's language, it's Western Gentile language, the true Christ, the true anointed consciousness, the true Christ consciousness, a.k.a. in a more Hebraic sense, the Moshiach, the Messiah mindfulness, as we have in the Brit Chadasha, let this mind, right, be in you. So psycho-spiritually speaking of the soul and the spirit, in the carbon organic sense, according to the Brit Hadasha, or the New Covenant, the Adis Kidan, we have the God body, the Christ body, a.k.a., according to translation, King James Version, that resurrection body. So just a breakdown and a build right here as we are on the theme of the promised land, what and where is the promised land. In the first of the two types, as Jehovah uses many times that objective or, you know, from a objective perspective, you know, objective lesson, right? We have the land, the earthly type, right? But in the true consciousness, there's a higher type that's actually the prerequisite. That tune right there, Majek for Shek, check it out for the ISF. We're going to build on this a little bit here, but he summed it up so well when he says the promised land is not America, is not Europe, it's not even Africa, because check it out. When we look at even the scripts, the narrative, right, there were those, I can say, that may be living in the land temporally, but their mind state, right, is outlandish, in other words. But here, a couple more tunes here before we ride up with more here on this 39th degree of our sabbatical study with Chukat. Ordinance, Sabbath statute, speaking of the para, aduma, the red cow, the red heifer, the Hebrew red hasa, stay tuned, rock, tone, with promised land.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh God, give the promised land. There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land, in the promised land.
I said, won't you go out of the house, nigga, Jasper?
What?
Jasper, don't you want freedom? We going to promised land. The promised land.
What? Promised land? What? Cleveland?
No, Jasper.
Baltimore?
No, Jasper, the promised land.
What? Oh, the promised land. Minnesota?
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong. And here, Shema, Yisrael, Shema. Here, give ear, right here is the Shalishi Aliyah, offering up an Aphora here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Balak. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers. Here we are at Numbers chapter 22, picking up with verse 21 here for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Balak, Senbet Balak. Vayakam bi'l'am baboker, vayachbosh etaitono, vayelek im sarei Moab. And Balaam, Bi'l'am, rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. Vayakam bi'l'am baboker, vayachbosh et etono, vayelek im sarei Moab. And Elohim's anger was kindled because he went, and the Melaki Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah, stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the Melaki Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field, and Bilam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the Melaki Yahuwah, but the angel of Jehovah, stood in a path in the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the Melak Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, she thrust herself to the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the Melaki Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the Melaki Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Jehovah opened the mouth of the ass, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to thee that thou hast smitten me these three times?" And Balaam said to the ass, "Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in mine hand, for now would I kill thee." And the ass said to Balaam, "Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine to this day? Was I ever wont to do so to thee?" And he said, "Nay." Then Jehovah opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the Melaki Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel, the Melaki Yahuwah, said to him, "Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive." And Balaam said to the Melaki Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, the angel of Yahweh, "I have sinned. I have upped up, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again." And the Melaki Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah, the angel of Yahweh, said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak to thee,
that thou shalt speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him to a city of Moab, which is in the border of Arnon, which is in the utmost coast. And Balak said to Balaam, did I not earnestly send to thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not to me? Am I not able indeed to promote thee to honor? And Balaam said to Balak, lo, look, I am come to thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? To say anything? The word that Elohim putteth in my mouth, that shall
that
I
shall
speak.
I speak. I speak. I speak. I speak. I speak. I speak. I speak. I speak. I speak. I speak. I speak. I speak.
Here, here, here for this double portion here, we have Hukat, Statutes, Ordinance, and Balak. Balak, a fresh full Moabite king, named Balak. Balak like means almost like to waste, to destroy, but it has a sense of like to empty, like to be spent, to be run out. Fretful Moabite king that seeks to hire this prophet for hire, like a preacher or pastor for hire. Question here, was Balaam, and also what is this error and sin of Balaam? Balaam is made a Brit Chadash, a new covenant example. And here at the groundation, here in this double portion, 39th, Chukat, Statutes, Ordinance, engravings, ancient engravings, getting into the details of the word. Chukat means like to engrave or to inscribe, almost like to cut into stone. Here we have the Para Aduma, or the red Hefa, Red Hathor, verse 39th. Then we have for the 40th, this double portion, we have Balak. But what about Balak and Balaam? Balak hires Balaam. Some people say that Balaam is a false prophet. He's not a false prophet. He's actually, we could say like a Yahwist, so to speak. You know, he comes from that lineage of Median. I remember Midian and Moses's his father-in-law Jethro, you know, the priest of Midian, and also after the Exodus is him that comes forward, you know, be the first to bless. He's the first to bless Yahuwah, and also he sacrifices and they have a little sup there. He gives Moses advice that later on would help to formulate what we call the Shoftim and the Shotarim, the judges and officers. But here, was Balak, or rather was Balaam, Balak, Moabite, hires a Midianite. What was he? Was he a prophet? Was he a preacher? He's a kind of a Yahwist. He believes, he knows. And what's interesting is that all this kind of ties to Abraham from a different family descent. But it seems as though he was a preacher or a prophet for hire. Question, was he an Obiaman? Right? Was he an Obiaman that knew the Bible and knew Yahweh? And, you know, so he would do his things, but when he peered upon Yasharala Yisrael and Yahuwah spoke to him, he said, oh man, I can't do this. But he still was greedy for that gain. So check the narrative with Balak and Balaam. Hear turbulence, Oshenko, Obiaman, horns. You know that Obia is in the Bible? But come.
Huh? Turbulence to future, I shake all the way. Rastafari is my keeper. No witch, no wizard, no root, no lizard, no focus poker.
Still strong, them want to see me new, me still a sing song. no tomb raider, no life trader, yo. We no freighter, no bad behavior. Delete the file there, that's where the data there. Put me name on parchment paper. Me still a strive, me career is getting greater. Remember sir, still a see I'm a savior. Him take me out of any danger. You need to go back, protect your work, your man. Talk him as a program, me work your run.
Balaam, him perform the Obia wrong. He can't even curse the Israelite man them. But why so?
Why?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Bless him.
Yes, so here, yeah, when you get mentioned that Obia in the Bible, yeah, Obot, also a place called Obot. Touch on that, but first on this right here for the second part of this double portion here, 39-40th degrees of Ionite sabbatical study, intro Balak calls out Balaam. It was the Obia man for hire, seems like he's some sort of preacher or prophet. He knew Yah and Yahuwah. And you know you can go beyond Yahuwah, which is interesting because many ones and ones who perform such and such things do utilize certain things like the Bible. Yeah. But Balaam, doctrine, way, the era of the heathen, strip clubs. Well, was the solution strip clubs? Till Phineas, to the time of Phi, the mouth, Nahas, brass, but related to the Nakash, serpent. But here, the doctrine and the way and the era of Balaam, of the heathen, the strip club, the solution, right? Can't curse the people, right, who is blessed, but you can get the people to curse themselves. Check. Here.
You know, when we look at, well, what was wrong with Balaam? So we get the Old Testament where he's hired. He's a prophet for hire, not a false prophet. He's hired to curse. You know, when we look at, well, what was wrong with Balaam? So we get the Old Testament where he's hired. He's a prophet for hire, not a false prophet. He's hired to curse. He's hired to curse Israel, the children of Israel, on behalf of Balaam. And he's not able to, although you can tell from the narrative he really wants to, but he acknowledges that Yahuwah or Jehovah, we say the Lord Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem is real. And he's not the best, you could say, prophet or servant, but one thing is clear is that he recognizes that the same Yahweh or Jehovah of the Hebrews is also his God. So how do they share that in common? We don't hear Balak speaking that way. Remember, Balak, he hired out. It's almost like somebody's hiring out somebody who believes somewhat like you do, but who might be more tempted to doing some udu, so to speak, you know, as that's what, you know, some sort of divination, that he can make some utterance, an oracle. It's almost like I say I'm Rastafari, so somebody go and get somebody else, some guy that call himself a Rasta. Now, even this Rasta knows that, okay, His Majesty, he has a regard for His Majesty, so he's not going to go directly against His Majesty's thing, not openly and not overtly, right? It's almost like His Majesty speaks to him, but even though he speaks to him, he's still got his bad ways, even though he knows he's the one. And it's almost like you could feel the frustration when you go through the narrative. The frustration is very prevalent and present. What's the frustration? The frustration is that Balaam, he want to get what Balak got. You know, that's interesting what you said about, you know, like the old Batman and Robin. Kapui, Kapang, Bam, Balak, Balak, Blam, Blam. You know, they're back and forth. You know, and you can feel the, you know, like sometimes people talk about, like you hear people say, you know, like with movies or some drama or soap opera, there's like sexual frustration. But what you got here in the Balaam narrative here in Numbers is you have almost like a greedy for gubo, a greedy for filthy lucre. You know what I mean? You have a different kind of lust, a desire. Balak has a strong desire. I mean, Balaam has a strong desire to get paid from Balak. Balak, a black, right? Balak, he has a strong desire to curse this people, you know, because this people is doing too much. Basically what he's saying is this people, Israel, is doing too much. It's like they all probably knew about the children of Israel. Yeah, they had come out of Egypt. Yeah, we heard some talk that they was going to some promised land, but it's like they lost up in the, they lost in the source. They ain't going nowhere. They've been going round and round, right? And then they start to see Israel. The last thing they remember about Israel and fighting was when that older generation, after the sentence came down for the 40 years, they decided, oh, we're going to, you know, we're repenting. We repent right now. We was wrong, you know. We're going to go up. We're going to do what the Lord said. Almost like after the Lord said, all right, y'all are on the bench. Almost like a coach is saying to some of the players, well, y'all didn't play well on the field. I'm going to bench you for this round and everything. I'm going to bench you for this, you know, you're going to get benched for the rest of the game or whatever. All right? And these guys, they decide, oh, we so sorry about what we did. Yeah, we repent. You know, we so sorry. And then they decide, okay, we're going to run back in the game. You know what I mean? And now they're going to do, you know, it was almost like in one of those games where they have like American football, where they have like defensive and offensive, right? And they were supposed to be a part of the offense, or they was part of maybe like the defensive, and they're running out doing offense. Or they're part of the offensive, and they're running around now doing defense. And they got beat. We tried to highlight that previously, you know? That was in the one, the Torah portion concerning the spies. And the Deba, the Dibby report that they brought, the Eva report, and the bad use of democracy. So they got their ass beat, right? And they got discomforted. I like that kind of biblical expression, discomfort. Like, nigga, don't you mess with me, I'm gonna discomfort you. like enjoy your comfort. You know, the discomforter. You know, they told the comforter, but you know, they got a discomforter this time, right? So now, 40 years later, there's a whole new generation. Like, these little parts sometimes are lost because, you know, there's so much going on in the Bible and the scripts. Depends on one's familiarity with it, you know, or just the language of it might catch one's attention. You know, and there's one thing we try to do. We try to, like, keep our eyes on the road. But sometimes we might pull off on the side and the shoulder, you know, of the road. Like, let's just park here for a moment and take in the sights right here. This is a beautiful part of the country. This is a beautiful part. It's an interesting part of the narrative. Let's take a little time right here. You know, everybody out of the car, out of the ride. Let's take some pictures. You know, like, let's look around. You know, maybe take some keepsakes or whatever else from here, and let's get back to the road. So now you have a new generation. But like I said, there's a mystery to the Balak. There's a mystery to the Balaam aspect. Like, Balak, his name of Balak is that maybe he didn't know, but the children of Israel, we were commanded not to mess with Moab because of the relationship. Moab is the children of, they're like Abraham's nephews. children. And I don't know how people do the whole family, the extended family relations there, but you could tell that they're family there, right? You know, the children of Ammon and the children of Moab, their family. So Jah specifically says that he's not going to give the Israelite the Moabite land. But what it appears to be is that, as in some of the Judaic commentary, they call Balak like a fretful Moabite king. He was fretful. And as you read through the narrative and you get his words and his urgency, you can tell that he was very scared. You know, Balak was very scared. Even his name, Balak, like he was spent. You know, almost like somebody spent. Like if somebody just spent out, they like worn out. They exhausted. Like when people say, I'm done. When you hear like black women say, I'm done. Right? That's what Balak was saying. Even his name, Balak, being spent, being run out. You know, like it's all done. It's all done. It's done. It's gone. Finished. Yeah. But like that sense of Alec, like to run out. You know. And the Moabites appear in the narrative to have been under the Amorites. Right? The Amorites were the big bully. Like, look at the block and who's the bully on the block. So the Moabites are under the Ammonites because there's a few different ites out there. Right? The Moabites are like under the Amorites. Right? High Mori. And High Mori, even Amor, is interesting because it comes from Amar, which means to speak. So the Amorites, their name would actually mean in Hebrew, the sayers. The sayers. And we often liken like the Anglo-American, this end-time Gentile world order, right, based on what we discern in the prophecy to being like the Amorites, like the Americans and the British are like the modern Amorites, right, in that sense. They're like, you could say the Amorites. But Ha'emori means sayers. Literally, in the Hebrew, it means the name of these people means like the sayers, like the ones who say, Amar. They're the sayers. And it, me and Brother Iason was reasoning on this. It's kind of interesting when we start to look at like the metaphysical prophetic application to the Anglo-Americans. They are also sayers too. In other words, we're a group of people, and they're very violent too. The Amorites are very violent people. That's what, you know, they had beat the parents of this new generation. They had beat them. You know, when they decided to talk about a revolution, the white man said, nah, ain't going through. And look what happened to the black power, all that. It didn't go through because it wasn't the right divine time for it. Yeah, it looked good. Everybody likes it. Everybody, I'm sure many of the Israelites were like, yeah. They're going to go up and do the thing. And then they got sent down and was chased, like it says in the Torah. They were chased like bees. But now, 40 years later, their children are putting a hurting. And such a hurting on the Amorites that they took back land. When you read the biblical narrative, they took back land that actually was Moabite land. In other words, the Amorites had already hijacked land from some of the other ites, like the Moabites. So this fretful king, Balak, he's like a king who is like a vassal. What do they say, a vassal or a tributary? He has to kind of like, you know, okay, if it's a gang, the Amorites are like the G's, the real G's in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? And so the Moabites, they're doing their thing. They used to control this neighborhood, but now their neighborhood is underneath the control, and some of their blocks have been taken by the Amorites. But now this new generation of Israelites is on the march, and they're now taking back the spots and the blocks that the Amorites had took from the Moabites. And now the king of Moab, Balak, he's fretting. This is what's interesting. He's fretting. Now you would think, like looking at the Bible from the way people look at it, you know, in the idealistic sense, they might look at it and say, well, the thing is, they should have been happy that their, you know, historical relatives, the Israelites, had done this. And say, hey, because the Israelites wasn't planning on keeping the land anyway for themselves, but you could tell by the Torah narrative that this is land that they had put such a sore beating on the Amorites. The Amorites had to give up those blocks. You know, it's like what goes on. People take over, the next gang take over these blocks, you know, and for maybe a whole generation. Since the OG's time, these blocks have been under this next clique and this next crew, right? And now these like the Israelites in the picture was considered like the dunces and the doofuses. You know, the Israelites were like the slow children. In a sense, it's almost like we were the slow children. We're the last ones to get our inheritance, get our land, while Esau and everybody is you know what I mean? It's great. Everybody else is great, and the Israelites, everybody else is like musical chairs. Everybody else is sitting down in their chair. The music has stopped playing, and we're still moving around. We're like looking for, where's our chair? But now everything is different now. So he hires Balaam. Why does he hire Balaam? It's obvious that Balak not one time says Yahuwah. I don't think he at all says Jehovah, like Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh. Balaam, he's in direct communication with Yahuwah, right? So he's not a false prophet. Yahuwah, Jehovah tell him to do this. He does more or less some of the things, but then he gets going because he's looking at how he can profit from this move. Now, in every scene that he's supposed to curse the children of Israel, he's blessing them because Jehovah says, don't curse them. And this now pisses off. This makes old spent Balak even more worn out and finished and saying, I'm done, I'm done. I'm finished, I'm done. You know? And there's something that Balak says at the very end. He says, man, I don't know what you've done, man. You got me all twisted. You got me all upped up. Balak is like saying to Balak, you got me all upped up. I go over, and here's what's funny about it, is that they go into different high places, the Bamot, like Bama, like Obama. Bama is like a high place where other people used to worship or offer. They go to like a mountain or some high place, right? Some cleft in the rock or somewhere. So they go into all these locations. Like Balaam is like, okay, maybe let's try it over there. So he's okay, let's go over there. So then Balak is told by Balaam, okay, get this many, like seven and seven and seven and all that. He's using the number seven to do these, you know, this ritual offering. And now Balak is thinking like, okay, now you're going to really curse them because we're in the right spot now, right? And then Balaam goes into a trance. You know, he goes into a trance. A couple places, he goes into a trance. All right, so that means he might have had his own conscious mind idea, but like John, like, you know, like caused him to say what he wanted him to say. And Balak is listening to this saying, what kind of curse is this? That's not a curse. It's a blessing. Even at the end of it, there's a little cryptic something where he says something against the Moabites and talking about how Israel is going to crush all of y'all. And he's like, you know, if only you'd done what I told you to do, I was going to promote you. I was going to hook you up. And so Balaam goes back to his people, like in this Torah reading, right? But now in the upcoming one, when Jah tells Israel to go get vengeance, this was that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But now Jah tells Israel that, yes, the vengeance is his. Now you may get revenge on the Midianites. So they fight against the Midianites, and Balaam gets killed. Now, the Torah seems to be quiet overtly on it, but somewhere along the line in the New Testament, Brit Hadasha, after the intertestamental periods, the Maccabee time, the apocryphal book period of time, there seems to have been this developing of the idea concerning Balaam, that Balaam, he knew who Jehovah was because they both trace back to Abraham, but the Israelites continued to get revelation, but the Midianite people, Balaam and even Jethro, were still under the early patriarchal revelation of the children of Israel. It's almost like we all were in class, we all were like in first grade together, but the children of Israel continued to go to like ninth grade in high school. So now we're like in high school, ready to go to college now, while they are still in elementary school. So the same basic education we got, that's like the level of Balaam's Yahwist, like Yahwehism, so to speak, right? And so there's this idea that develops, and it's clear in the New Testament that Balaam, he taught Balak how to get to the Israelites. You know, he taught Balak, I'm coming forward, just give me one moment. He taught Balak how to get to the Israelites. I think in the New Testament, it's spelled B-L-A-C. I think they go after the B-L-A-C, right? The B-L-A-C. Give me one moment right here, the B-L-A-C. Because sometimes, you know, they have this Old Testament, New Testament thing. Yeah, here goes Revelation 2:14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast thee of them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. So now, according to Red Letter, this is what was given to Yeshua. And here in the Red Letter, Yeshua is speaking this to this particular church here, that he has a few things against it, because you have them there, and the church is speaking against is Pergamos, right? Pergamum, right? A few things against you because you have ones amongst you that hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak, B-L-A-C, here in the New Testament, to cast a stumbling block before the Bnei Yisrael, before the sons of Israel, the Israelites, to eat things, sacrifice to idols, and to commit fornication. So now, this idea that comes into the New Testament here, if you look at the Old Testament, you say, wait, okay, what is the doctrine means teaching? What's the teaching of Balaam? And here it says that the teaching doctrine of Balaam is what he taught Balak. Wait, what did he teach to Balak? It says to cast a stumbling block before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to eat things, sacrifice to idols, and to commit fornication. So what do we have here? Well, we have the Scofield Bible basically brings it out very, very well. And I'm going to seal up right here. Everything else is basically Numbers, Old Testament, until we get to, we find it in Joshua and Nehemiah says, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and water. Speaking about the Moabites. Why the Moabites? They wasn't letting in the Moabites in Nehemiah. They wasn't going to let the Moabites in. Right? That Moabite or Ammonite can't come into the congregation of the Lord, because they didn't meet the children of Israel with bread and water. You know, you see these people running around hungry and everything in the desert, and instead you're going to get ready to curse them, or you're going to get ready to fight them. oh, you're not going to let them pass through like Esau, Edom did, but hired Balaam against them that he should curse them. Howbeit Eloheinu, our Elohim, turns the curse into a blessing. So here's where we get this biblical principle, like a curse, a consequence turning into increase or prosperity. Then one other area says Micah 6 and 5, oh my people, right, this is Old Testament. Remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim to Gilgal. Now Shittim is one place, and Gilgal is the next place. So it almost like pictures here the idea that, well, he wanted him to curse, and Balak is like upset, and Balaam is saying, well, you know, like, I believe in Jehovah, and, you know, Jehovah speaks to me. He actually really, really does speak to me. So therefore, you know, I couldn't curse them like you wanted me to curse them. But you know what? I know what you can do if you want to curse them. You know? So we have here the way of Balaam, the error of Balaam, and we also have the doctrine of Balaam. These are the things we like to touch on. The way of Balaam, the error of Balaam, and the doctrine of Balaam. And I think it's in the New Testament where it brings it out, like, the simple point of it is that this people can't be cursed. But if you teach the people to curse themselves, in other words, you can't curse the people who's blessed. But if you can get the people to curse themselves, then the curses or the curse will fall on them, right? So basically what Balaam figured and reasoned, right, in answer to Balak, and here's what we don't have any direct evidence, but it becomes clear from the evidence we have, that as Balak kept saying that, man, I would have hit you off. I had a lot of filthy lucre for you, man. You know, I was going to grease your palms, man. And Balaam was like, well, you know, like, yeah, I could have done it, but you see, it's because of Jehovah and his people. You see, they are like in a state of grace with him. Right? They're not perfect, but in his sight, they are. Right? Because they're doing the things he that please him. You know what I mean? So you can't curse them. No matter what. That's why I couldn't curse them either. But if somehow they could be made to curse themselves, right? So right here in the New Testament, the Scofield Study Bible says this, the doctrine of Balaam was his teaching Balak to corrupt the people who could not be cursed. So the first thing that Balaam taught Balak, and this is what they have done also, this is part of like the communist strategy in overcoming nations, and they use this strategy even today, is that like a demoralization. Like, you got to demoralize people first. Like black people before the 70s and the 80s, we were like the children of Israel, where the Balaams could not curse us. But then, once we were corrupted, and we began to corrupt ourselves, the hip-hop, a lot of the cultural things, the civil rat race, all of that was a part of it. By tempting them to do what? To marry women of Moab. They defiled their separation. And by defiling their separation, you know, they say that behind every man or so-called every strong man is a strong woman, but also behind every weak man is a weak woman, or every fucked up man could be a woman that tempted him. This is what we get here with them marrying or having fornication with the daughters of Moab. So what you get here amongst Balak is a king who wouldn't do like the other people did. Get your people on the battlefield against Israel. If you get your ass beat against Israel, Yasha'Allah, so be it. If you win today, you win. But instead what he did, he was so fretful and scared that he tried to hire, like, go to the Obia man, so to speak. And then when that didn't work, right, he was taught by the Obia man, oh, I have to corrupt the people? And if they corrupt themselves, they will defile their pilgrim character, their covenant character, and then they'll be open to curses. I'm like, take off their armor, and then, like, take off the bulletproof vest, and then I'll shoot you in the chest. This is kind of like what is going on here, right? And this is kind of what happens, right, even in this Torah portion. Right, so it's the union of the world and church. In the bigger picture, the theological, Christological picture, is like the union of the worldliness with those who are called out. We can see how it has affected and also cursed many areas and levels of Rasta and Rastafari, the same thing. Right? We had a separate character who was in the world, not of the world, now to give us to be wedded to the world. So a union of the world and the church to call out, and this is what's known as spiritual unchastity. Right? Spiritual, like fornication. That's why it says what it says right there. That's why it says, oh, my people, remember how what Balak, king of Moab, consulted in Micah 6 and 5, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him from place to place, from the place called Shittim to the place called Gilgal. I think we need to look at the meta of it. That y'all may know the righteousness of Yahweh. Then we have 2 Peter 2:15, which have forsaken the right way. There's people who forsake the right way, even among John people, and are going astray, following the way of Bilaam, the son of Beor, who loved, look what Peter, 2 Petro, brings out. He loved the wages. Kepha is right on target. He loved the wages of unrighteousness. He loved the demoes, like the payment of unrighteousness. You know, like look at Babylon. Think of most of the jobs in Babylon are like wages of unrighteousness. Most of the jobs are not real jobs today. They're wages of unrighteousness, right? And some people love it. Lastly, but not leastly, Jude 1:1:1. Jude 1, verse 11. Woe to them. Woe to them. For them have gone in the way of Cain. The way of who? Cain. And ran greedily. Ran what? You see, when John told him that if they shall ask you, then you go. But the next day, Balaam, he gets up, he saddles his ass, his donkey, and he's ready, he's on the road himself. Why? He ran greedily, right, after the era of Balaam, for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. This is Korah here, but Korah. So look what we have here. We have Cain, a trinity. We have Cain, Cain, we have Balaam, and we have Korah. So notice here in Numbers, we both have, previously it was the Korah, the previous Torah portion was Korah. Now we have Balak introducing Balaam. So here. So this is why I say it's cryptic, is that it seems to be that we don't get it overtly like the conversation. But because Balaam was there when they was going to execute the writ of revenge against the Midianites, because it was both the Midianites and the Moabites, right, that we get right here that send their woman. So my point is that this king is so fretful. Balak is such a bitch-ass Moabite king. Moorish Moabite king. Right, that he doesn't want to array his troops on the battlefield. You know, if a nigga gets slaughtered, a nigga gets slaughtered. Because it says right here in the children of Israel in chapter 22, set forward and pitch in the plains of Moab on this side of the Yarden by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, or Zippor, like Zippor is like a little bird. It's like a little bird, like a sparrow. Right, saw all that Yisrael had done to the Amorites. Right, all that Yisrael had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid, was very afraid of the people, speaking about Israel, because they were many. So we, you know, there was no unplanned genocide, right? And Moab was distressed because of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, right? He was distressed, right? So then we go to chapter 25 of Numbers, where it comes to the fulfillment of this Torah portion, and we have the doctrine of Balaam. And it says, and Yisrael abode in Shittim. See what Micah says? Micah says, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, Balak, from Shittim to Gilgal. So Yisrael abode in Shittim. And the people began to commit whoredom with who? Who were they committing whoredom with? I mean, the people, the men, them, right? With the daughters of Moab. And Balak was king of who? Moab. And they called the people to the sacrifice of their gods. So the Israelite men were worshiping the Moabite and the heathen goddesses, right? And the people did eat and bow down to their goddesses, right? Don't bow down. And Yisrael joined himself. This is deep. Joined himself to Baal Peor. Now, Baal Peor, or Baal Segor, in the Ethiopic sense, means Lord of the Opening. Now, that opening, now, let's just say it like this. The men were going to the ancient strip clubs. And the club here was known as Baal Peor, which means the Baal, the owner of the opening, the Lord of the Opening, right? The master of the opening. And the anger of Yahweh, hey, Yahweh was kindled against Yisrael. And Yahweh said to Moshe, take all of the heads of the people, and hang them up, and hang them, lifne Yahweh, before Jehovah, and lifne HaShemesh, and before the Shemesh, the sun, the solar sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, may be turned away from Yisrael. And Moshe said to the judges, the shoftim, the executioners, the danyoch of Yisrael, slay every one his men that were joined to Baal Peor, that was joined to the Lord of the filthy opening. And behold, one of the children of Yisrael came and brought to his brethren a Midianitish woman, not a Moabite, but now a Midianitish woman, one of Balaam's women, right? In the sight of Moshe, in the sight of all the congregation of the Bnei Yisrael, who were weeping. So the rest of the people were weeping when all this ukri was going on, but some were still going on with the ukri before the patach, door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And this is where it introduces Phinehas, Pinehas, where he also renders an atonement. But his atonement is blood. Like we have Aaron, he renders an atonement through the Ishans offering in the midst of the camp to stop the plague. And now we get Phinehas, Phi, remember the Phi?
Pi is mouth, and phi pi. The two ways of saying mouth. Phi, fed pet, phi pi. Like sacred geometry, phi pi. So we get now phi, feet, right? The mouth of Nahas. Nahas is the Nahash. Nahash is a diviner. Divination in one form, or enchantment, called enchantment in the translation, and it's also the word for the Nahash, for the serpent. So we get mouth of the serpent, brazen mouth, right? But note this with Phineas. Phineas, throughout the whole narrative, here's what's interesting, his name means brazen mouth, but through the whole narrative, Phineas doesn't even say a word. Phineas doesn't even say a word. That's brass. That's brazenness. 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 That's brazenness.
Father and son. Father and son.
Love you to my heart, love you to my soul. Delilah, I thought you were for real, but you're playing a role. Delilah, lying to me, that is all you do. Fancy cars and superstars, that's the thing to do. You give up on me, I give up on you. Love is just a line game for two. She's a man a wicked, but a man a Delilah. Oh, she say you not trust me, mommy not trust you neither. Oh, she's a man a wicked, but a man a Delilah. Oh, she say she not trust me, mommy not trust you neither. Cause of you I got a
Shell them Shango, what are them? Shell them Shango, shell them. I wanna shell. Them gonna never get me down. Them only attacking. But tell them no started. Them gonna never get me out. Can't take with the target. Yo, me up dog, and I want to tell them something when I drop with dead. Let's take up on the fire. Them come a leap and come a tap, 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 tap. Them come a switch and over cap, 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 cap. Them come a rip and over rap, rap, rap. Them come a dip and over up, up, up. Them come a trip and over.
drop, drop. Them come and trip on our drop, drop. Protect me, top, protect me, top, protect me, top, protect me, top. And cut them off. So them gonna push me over. When I been done with my wrinkle, with my finger, can me fill up on the aisle. I still have on the powder. When I been done with my hand, I will not handcuff on me, let me fill up. Put the fire.
They went up into an upper room.
Bom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. Love the tune by Mavado, On the Rock.
beginning off of Selassie. He says, Baby G, he says, yeah. He says, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. My name is so excellent throughout this earth. Selassie, Jehovah, guide me. Be my guidance, greater salvation for me. Jehovah, guide me. Be my guidance. No, they can never stop me. I'm on the rock higher than I and I, higher than I and I. Jehovah, Yahuwah, Jehovah, guide me. I'm on the rock, I'm on the rock. Go tell my enemies, I'm on the rock. Selassie guides me. And I need them can't stop. I would never look back. That opening, the opening verses right there. Mavado, on the rock. Selassie, baby G, yay, yay, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. This here calls to I and I, heart and mind, when I and I hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor Chet, the eighth psalm. Psalm V-I-I-I is the paradox, the theme, the paradox of man. Balmarinian, the Metrov, Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have the theme, Yesetari, Gurma, 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 Majesty, Gurmawi, Gurmawi, Gurmawi Hoy, oh, Majesty, Gurmawi Chan, Hoy, Gurmawi Nugus Nikes, His Imperial Majesty, we have Gurma, Gurma, Majesty, Gurma, Yesetari, Setari. Fetari is creator. Tesari is to be reverent, reverenced, respected. Rastafari, the head to be reverenced, the head to be respected, also in the sense of self-respect, in the subjective sense, self-respect. Here we have Fetari. Fetari. Fetari is creator, and Tesari, Tesari is to be he who is to be reverenced, respected. So we have Yefetari Gurma. The majesty of the creator, even the blameless irator, because man was not emanated from a deity. Man was created in his image and after his likeness, and male and female, he created them. Man was not emanated from a deity, but the true deity or divinity emanates from the true man. Yefetari Gurma, Befitretu, lie upon his creation. Fitret, Fitretu. Today's daily song, Lanatseya, Al Hagitit, Mizmor Le Dawi, for the chief musician, for the musical leader, musical director, upon the Gitit. Al HaGitit, a song for the harvest time, for trotting the wine press. This is linked with the trotting of the wine press. Al HaGitit, we have Bewashint, Bamarinya, signifying upon the flutes and the connection with the harvest, the wine season, even this season, as we count the Omer in this particular season to the harvest season, the seventh Sabbath, the seventh Shabbat complete. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Adonai, Yahweh, Adonai, oh, he who be, who he be, yod, hey, weh, hey, Adonai, Adonai, I and I, Adon, I and I, sovereign, I and I, Lord, Mahadir, how glorious, Mahadir, how excellent, Mahadir, Shemeka, Shemeka, is the eyes, Shem, is the Hashem, is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Shemeka, Shemeka, Bekol Haaret, Asher Tina, Hodeka, Al Hashemai, whose majesty is rehearsed, is set, whose majesty is rehearsed, is set above the Shemaim, Al Hashemaim, above the heavens. How excellent, how glorious, how excellent is the I name, his I and I name, even I and I, new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, Yahuwah, Adonai, Yahweh, Adonai, no Mahadir, Shimeka, Bekol Haaretz, Ashetina, Hodeka, Al HaShemayim, today's daily psalm. In this hymn, to the sovereign creator, to the blameless creator, the blameless irator, the psalmist and I, praises, give eyes to Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's majesty, and marvels and the wonders, and we marvel that Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, has given to the human being, given to man, dominion, dominion over the created order, the created order. Mahadir, 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 How excellent, how adir, how wide, how large, how powerful, how wide, how large, how powerful, how excellent, how famous, how gallant, how glorious, how goodly, how lordly, how mighty, how noble, how principal, how worthy. Adar, we have Adar. Adar in the Hebrew means to expand, to be great, to be magnificent, glorious, honorable. Mah, what adir, what excellence, what glory, what majesty, what praises. The precise meaning, some would say, of some of the terms here, the Gittit, linking with the Gat and the wine press, might seem a little cryptic, but in the connection of the season, even the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews in the season directly is connected with the harvest, the wine, right? Trotting the wine press, right? The wine vats, al-ha-gittit, right? The plural form of the title, it emphasizes Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh's absolute sovereignty. Also, the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. How awesome, Mahadir, how majestic, Shemeka, the Hashem, the Shem, Shem, the name, which here stands, some say, metonymically for Ha-Elohim, the true goods, his rep, his reputation. Which give your majesty, you give your majesty on the heavens. Asher, Asher, Yahuwah, he who be, we be Adonainu, Ainai Adon, Mahadir, how excellent Shemeka is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Bekol Haaretz, in all the earthly plane. Asher, the one who Tina gives, sets, Hodeka, Hodeka, your majesty, your Hod, Hodeka, Al HaShemayim, who gives, he who be, who he be the one who Asher, Tina, Hodeka, who gives his male majesty, Tina, Tina. See, the form, some amend this here to Natata, Natata, to give, or Titain, Titain, the imperfect form, Titain. See, the introductory Asher, Ehya, Asher, Ehya, I am that I am, I be who I be. Asher, Asher in the Hebrew means which or who. So it can be taken as a relative pronoun, you who, you are the one who, or a casual conjunction in the sense of the Hebrew, because of what you have done, of what he who be who he be. One may literally translate you who, or because you place your majesty, Asher Tina Hodeka Al HaShemayim, because you place Hodeka, the eyes majesty, Al HaShemayim, above the Shemayim, the heavens. Placing majesty upon, in Numbers 27 and 20, that sense of placing majesty upon. In 1 Chronicles 29 and 25, placing majesty upon. Here we have the first verse, that's in the translation, that first verse, leading to the second verse. Mipi, Mipi, Olelim, Mipi, Olelim, out of the mouth of Olelim, out of the mouth of babes, Mipi, Olelim, Mife, Mife, Olelim, Mifi, Mipi, from the af, the fe, up, be, be, according to the pointing. Here we have the pointing of Mipi, Olelim, out of the mouth of babes, with Yonakim, with the Yonakim, and suckling. And suckling, yisadita, yisadita oz, yisadita oz, yisadita oz. Hast thou founded, like a foundation, a groundation. Hast thou ordained, yasad, the root Hebrew term is yasad, to set. Set literally, or set figuratively, to be founded. To also to sit down together, to settle, to consult, to appoint, to take counsel, to establish, to lay the foundation, lay for a foundation, a groundation, also in the sense of instruction, to ordain, to set. Mipi olelim, out of the mouth of babes, little infants, with your nakim and suckling children, yitzadita, yitzadita, the eye has set, yitzadita oz. Oz, oz, you have set strength, oz, oz, lima'an, because of lima'an, sorereka, sorereka, because of thine adversaries, has found its strength, because of thy adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Li hashbit oyev. Li hashbit oyev. Umita nakem. You establish strength because of your foes. The meaning of the statement, some say it's unclear to them, but it's clear to us. See, the present translation, following the reading of the LXX and the Mechah of Kedus, it has praise, Ainos, in place of Oz, as Miskana, in place of Oz. Praise, Eyes is thanksgiving, in place of strength. So it's that thanksgiving, thanks and praises out of the mouth of the infants, the babes, and the suckling children. He must be born again, that he has founded strength. Found its strength to cause, to cease an enemy and an avenger. See, the singular forms are often in the collective sense, the Nakain, the avenger. Here, the connection with Psalm 44 and 16. We have Psalm 44 and 16. Now, this is the bait. This right here is the bait verse, the second verse in the English, but bringing us here to the third verse Hebraically. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which the eye has established,
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
That's right! Rewind and come back, Selector.
Against the world, last man standing, I like my chances.
up. Don't tell my enemies.
See me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear. I hold this shit down by myself if I got too good.
I know me them can't stop. I will never look.
We all we got. Lord Jesus, please be my savior. Lord knows I got a whole lot of haters, but I just more. I just more. My mind too strong and my nine too long. I reach any pillow, you put your little mind on and I just more. Just more. Hold up, you're dealing with professionals, so unless you know, war tactics, war backwards. Automatic, come across your chest like Catholic. Hail Mary, real Barry. Any one of you motherfuckers hear me? Welcome to the rock. It ain't never gonna stop. Rude boy, put your lights up. Rude girl, throw your diamonds up. How the fuck they gonna stop, old boy? I don't even have to write this. Wheel it.
Selassie eyes on master, yeah, oh father.
Mizmor, Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8, Psalm V-I-I-I. La menatziach, al ha-gitita, mizmor le-tawid. For the leader, for the overcomer, for the chief musician. La menatziach, al ha-gitita, mizmor, mizmor chet, mizmor chet. Psalm 8, Psalm V-I-I-I. La menatziach. Al ha-gitita, mizmor le-tawid. For the leader, for the overcomer, for the chief musician. La menatzeach. Al ha-gitit. Upon gittit. Mizmor le-tawid. Psalm of David. 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 Yahweh Adonenu, ma dir shimka, v'kol ha'aretz, asher tena hodeka, Allah ha'shamayim. O Jehovah, I and I, Adon, Yahweh Adonenu, ma hadir shimka, how glorious is thy name, v'kol ha'aretz, in all the earth, asher tena hodeka, whose majesty is rehearsed al hashamayim, above the heavens. Mipi olalim, we yonkim, yisadita oz, lima'anas oreka, le hashabita oyev, uamita nakim. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling. Mipi olalim, we yonkim. Hast thou the eye founded strength? Has the eye found its strength? Yitzadta oz. Because of thine adversaries, lima'anatz oreka, that thou mightest still the enemy, lehashbit oyev, and the avenger, u'amita nakeh. Ki ere shameka ma'ise etzaboteka yareyacha we'er kokavim asher konaneta. When I behold thy, the eye heavens, ki ere shameka, the walk of thy, the eye fingers, ma'ise etzaboteka, the moon and the stars, yareach u'akokavim, that thou, the eye, hast established, asher konaneta. Ma enosha kia tia zikreinu, u ben Adam, kia tifa kedeinu. What is man? Ma enosh, what is mortal man? That thou, the eye, art mindful of him. Ma henosh kiyati zikarenu. and the son of man, Uben Adam, and the son of Adam, Uben Adam, that thou the eye thinkest of him. Ki tifakedenu. Watahasarehu me'atame Elohim. Wikavod wehadara te atrehu. Yet thou hast made him but a little lower than the angels, than Elohim. Thou hast made him a little lower than Elohim. The eye has made him a little lower than God. Wata chasarehu me'at me Elohim, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Wikavoda wihadara te'atarehu tamashlehu be ma'iseya yadeka kola shata tachata raglayo. Thou, the eye, hast made him to have dominion, to have dominion over the works, over the works of thy hands. Ta mishalehu bi ma'ise yadeka. Thou, the eye, has put all things under his feet. Kol ashata tachata raglayo. Sone wai lafima kulam. Wigama bahimota sadai. Sheep and oxen, tsone, wailafim, all of them, kulkem, yea, and the beast of the field, wigam bahimota sadai. Sipora shamayim, uadgeya hayam overa arhota yami. The fowls of the air of the heavens, Zippor Shamayim, and the fish of the sea, Udgei Hayam. Whatsoever passeth through the path of the seas, Over Arhota Yamin. Yao Adonenu, Madir Shimka, the call Haaretz, O Jehovah, I and I, Adonai, Yao Adonenu, Mahadir Shimka, how glorious is thy name, Mahadir Shimka, in all the earth. Bekol
Adonai Adonenu, Ma Adir Shimcha Bechol Haaretz, Asher Tena Hodecha Al Hashamayim. Mipi Olelim Vyonekim Yistat Oz Lema'am Tzorerecha, Lehashvit Oyev Umitnakem. Tier Eshamecha Ma'ase Etzbeotecha, Yareyach Vechochavim Asher Konanta. Ma enosh ki tiskerennu, uven adam ki tifkedennu. Vat tehasserehu me'at me'elohim, vechavod vehadar te'atterehu. Tamshilehu be'ma'ase yadecha, kol shata tahat raglav. שונה ואלפים כולם וגם בהמות שדי ציפור שמיים ודגה הים עובר אורחות ימים אדוני אדוננו מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ
Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest distill the enemy of the enemy. When I consider thy heaven, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of? And the Son of Man that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Study today's daily psalm according to the order of Ethiopian Hebrews and the after order of Malkiah Tzedek, a midrash on Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. La menatzeach al hagitit Mizmor Ledawid. For him who triumphs, la menatzeach. For the overcomer, Lamenatzeach, for him who triumphs, Al Hagitit, at treading the winepress, Gitit, Al Hagitit, Lamenatzeach, Al Hagitit. Psalm 8, Hebraically here, the first verse, the phrase, treading the wine press, Al Hagitit, is to be read in the light and the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere in Joel 4 and 13. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full, the vats overflow. To whom will Elohim say, put ye in the sickle, put y'all in the sickle, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. Rav Finchas, Phineas taught in the name of Rav Hilkiah, Elohim will say this to the angels. But the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the Memheran, they maintain that a Gziavir, Elohim, will say it to the children, the Bnei Yisrael. Songs are not sung at the season of harvest, nor at the season of great gathering, nor at the season of olive picking, but only at the season of treading the wine press. As it is said, La Menatzeach, Al Hagitit Mizmor Lidawi. For him who triumphs, for him who overcomes at treading the wine press. Hagitit Gitit Mizmor Lidawi. A psalm, a chant of David. By, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon. By, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon, as is said in Jeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 51:33. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time when it is trodden. The time of harvest shall come for her by, quote, grape gathering, end quote, is meant the fall of Greece, the fall of the Gracchoi, as is said in Zechariah 9:13. For I have bent Judah for me. For I have bent Judah for I have filled the bow with Ephraim. Against thy sons, O Greece, O Gracchoi, by, quote, olive picking, end quote, is meant the fall of Media, as is said in Esther Chadasha, in Esther Astir, in Esther 7 and 10, so they hanged Haman on the tree by, quote, treading the wine press, end quote, is meant the fall of Edom, the fall of Edom, as is said in Isaiah, in Isaiah 63:3, I have trodden the wine press alone. I have trodden the wine press, the vine press, all one, alone. In Scripture, you find redemption described by four metaphors. In the Scriptures, you'll find that redemption is described by four metaphors. As a grape gathering, as a harvest, as a pregnant woman, as a woman with child, and as spices. If any of these be taken prematurely, the owners will get no profit from them. Hence, it is written of a harvest in Joel, in Joel 4:13, put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. It is written of great gathering in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 49:9-10, when great gatherers come to thee, O Esau, O Esau. Of a pregnant woman, a woman with child, in Micah 5:2, it is written, therefore will he give them up until the time, the Iowa, until the time that she who travaileth hath brought forth, then the remnant shall return. And of spices, in Song of Songs, Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 8:14, it is written, make haste, my beloved, for be thou like a gazelle, or to a young hart upon the mountain of spices. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. In Joel 4:13, it is written, come, tread ye, for the winepress is full. All the prophets, Naveen, Nabiyayim, all the prophets saw the winepress. All the prophets saw the winepress as the symbol of redemption. So the prophet Joel saw it, for he said, put y'all in the sickle. Put ye in the sickle. The winepress is full. So Isaiah saw it. For he said in Isaiah 27 and 2, in that day, a vineyard of wine, sing y'all to it. So Asaph saw it, for he said in Psalm 81 and 1, for him who triumphs, Lamanatzeach, Al ha-gittit, at the treading, the wine press, the gittit, a psalm of Asaph. And so David saw it, for he said, Lamanatzeach, Al ha-gittit, mizmor le-David, for him who triumphs, at treading the wine press, the gittit, a psalm, a chant of David, of David. La menatzeach al hagittit, mizmor le David. Yahuwah Adonenu, ma dir shemka bekol haaretz. Asher tina hodika al hashemayim. O Jehovah, I and I, Adonai, how excellent is thy name, Yahweh Adonenu. Madir shemeka in all the earth, bekol haaretz. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory, Asher Tina Hodika Al Hashemayim. Rabbi said, we, I and I, find that on three occasions, at the making of man, at the giving of Torah, and at the building of HaMishkan, the tabernacle, HaMelakim, the angels, the angels remonstrated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. They remonstrated at the making of man when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to create man. He consulted the angels and said to them, some say, let us make man. In Bereishis, Genesis 1:26, they asked, what is man that thou art mindful, of him? What is man that thou art mindful of him? Mahanosha ki ati zikrenu. Elohim replied, soon you will see Chokmato, his wisdom, his wise mind. And after he created man, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What did the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He assembled all beasts and cattle and fowl before the ministering angels and began asking them what the name of each creature was. The ministering angels did not know. Then Elohim said to them, you desire proof of the wisdom of man. As I ask him, he will tell me, tell I, Hashemot, the Shemot, the names. Indeed, he will call out the name of each one. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do then? He assembled all beasts and cattle and fowl and brought them before man. For it is said in Bereshith, in Genesis 2:19, and out of the ground, Yahweh Elohim assembled Yitzer every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. Is it not already said in a previous verse, ask Ravacha, Elohim made Vayas, the beasts of the earth, after their kind, and the cattle after their kind? In Bereshith, in Genesis 1:25. In what sense then does scripture use the word Vayitzer? Having said by Vayas in the previous verse that he made, by Vayitzer in this verse, scripture cannot mean he formed, but he assembled, as in the phrase in Deuteronomy 21:19, the A part of the verse. When thou shalt assemble Tatzor against a city, when thou shalt Tatzor against a city, Deuteronomy 21:19a. Having said that Elohim, the true good, the true God, assembled the creatures, scripture goes on to say that, according to Genesis 2:19, he brought them to the man to see, lirot, what he would call them. Is not everything foreseen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He? Yet, the verse says to see, lirot, lirot, to see as if Elohim could not foresee. How then are we to understand lirot unless we read it as lareot, to cause to see, lareot, to cause to see? That is, Elohim caused the ministering angels, to see, seeing man's chokmah, man's wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, chokmah. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse? And whatsoever the man called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Vayitzer Yahweh Elohim min ha'adam kol hayat ha'sadeh. We ate a call of Hashemayim, Wayabel Ha'adam, Lirota, Ma Yikra Lau. We call Ashera Yikra Lau, Ha'adam, Nefesha Haya, Hu Shemo. It means that whatever name Elohim had ordained for every living creature, that was the name that the first man, Ha'adam, gave it, and thereby named every living creature. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked the man, quote, and thou, and the eye, what is Shemecha? What is thy name? What is Shemecha? The man answered, it is fitting that I be called Adam, since I was fashioned out of the earth, Adama. And Elohim asked, and I, what is Shemi? What is my name? What is my name? Adam answered, it is fitting that thou be called Adonai, since thou art Adonai, Adonai of all, since thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all. Therefore it is said, therefore it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42:8. Ani Yahuahu Shemo, I be he who be who he be, Yahuah. Ani Yahuahu Shemo, or some say, Ani Adonai Hu Shemo, I am the Lord, the Sovereign, he who be, we be. That is Shemi, my name, Adoni Yahuahu Shemi, Ani Adonai Hu Shemi, I be he who be who he be. That is Shemi, who Shemi. By that Elohim, the true good, the true God meant, that is Shemi, my name. By that Adam called me, called I. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, said to the angels, HaMelachim, said to the angels, behold, how great is man's chokmah, how great is man's wisdom, how great is man's wise mind. And yet you say, Ma Enosh Ki Tiazikareinu. And yet you say, what is Enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Similarly, the angels, began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the giving of HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai for Yisrael, they said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yahuwah Hadonen, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, yet surely above the heavens set thy glory. By this they meant, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, it would be more fitting for thee, the I, to set forth HaTorah Bashamayim, in the heavens. Why? Because we are holy and pure, and it too is holy, pure and holy. We are eternally alive, and Torateka, the I Torah, is the Eitz Chayim, the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us, with I and I. Elohim replied, HaTorah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings, for it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living. Is there land in Shemayim, in heaven? Where can Torah find fulfillment? among earthly beings, as it is said in Yeshayahu, in Yeshayah, Isaiah, Isaiah 45 and 12. I have made the land and created man upon it. My hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah told the parable of a man whose son had a finger missing. The father sent his son away to have him taught the weaving of silk garments and whatever appertains to this craft, a craft requiring the use of all the fingers. After a time, the father came to the master weaver and asked, "Why hast thou not taught B'ni, my son, the craft?" The master weaver replied, "This is a craft that requires the use of all the fingers. But, Baneka, thy son has a finger missing, yet thou desirest that he should learn weaving?" So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, "HaTorah, the Torah cannot be taught to you, for there is no procreation among you, no uncleanness, no death, no disease. All of you are holy, Kedoshim. Yet in HaTorah, such things are said as Numbers 19 and 14 says, when a man dieth in a tent, and in Leviticus 14 and 2, this shall be the law of HaMitzorah of the leper, and in Leviticus 12 and 2, if a woman be delivered, and in Leviticus 15:25, if a woman has an issue, and in Leviticus 11 and 9, these may ye all eat. And in Leviticus 11 and 4, these shall y'all not eat. Hence, it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28 and 13, neither is it found in the land of the living. The living, 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 the living.
Yes, yes, yes. Chavarim, today's daily psalm, Psalm 8, right there from the Midrash, right there. Very interesting point right here, just a segue. We got one more part right here that we can share here on the air. But just to zoom in on that last part where the Malachim, the angels, they began to remonstrate, you know, almost like to kind of reprove or rebuke or to, grumble, you know, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, at the giving of HaTorah, the Torah. Now, the Torah, in the Hebrew context, is she. The Torah is she, like the soul is she. This is something that doesn't always come out in the KJV. When it says in Proverbs of Shlomo of Solomon, the Mashal, Mishalim, it says, my son, B'ni, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law of thy mother. So hear the instruction of I and I, speaking mainly to Rastafari, but to all humanity that will hear.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Notice the word wasn't like just to keep it or in that sense or do it, but to fulfill. So here in this section of the Midrash, this is from the Midrash of the Tehillim, the Psalm 8. This is the Perek, the Sheni Perek. part of the second section right here, where it says, similarly, the Malachim, the angels, began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, at the giving of HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai, on Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, for Yasharala, for Yisrael, what did they say? They said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Adonai, Adonainu, our Lord, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name, Shemekah, in all the earth. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory. That's bringing out the Hebrew sense, Psalm 8, verse 2 and 5. By this they meant Ribon, Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It would be more fitting for the eye to set forth HaTorah, to set her forth, remember, connection to the Tree of Life, the Torah, in the Shemaim, in the heavens. Lamazah, why this? Because we, the Melakim, the angels, said, are holy and pure, and it, or and she too is pure and holy. We are eternally alive. And Torah Teka, the I Torah, is the Eitz Chaim, is the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us. Ha'ilehim, the Elohim, replied, HaTorah cannot find fulfillment on this ancient, right, this ancient teaching here, this Midrash study on the Psalms, connected with the words of Abino Malkeinu, our father, our king, Negus Neges Kermah HaLaSelassie, where it says, the Torah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings, for it is said of HaTorah, and here a reference to Eob, Job 28 and 13, neither is it, she, found in the land of the living. Is there a land in Shemaim, in the heavens? Question. Where can Torah find fulfillment? Notice what Matthew said when he was asked, what is advice to young people? He says, advice to all is to fulfill the 10 words, the 10 commandments. Among earthly beings, as it is said, I, even I. Well, here, in a more Hebrew sense, I have made the land and created mine upon it, upon her. I, my hands have stretched out the heavens, Shemaim, and all their hosts have I commanded. From Yeshaya, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 12. Just to bring that point, an ancient point, that's an ancient reasonment, right, that's backed up by HaTorah, the study of the scripts, you know, concerning the tree of life is she, and the Torah is she, likened to the mother. In Proverbs 1 and 8, my son, my child, or in the yeshiva sense, my disciple, right? Hear the instruction of thy father, even our father, forsake not the law, right? The Torah of thy mother, where the Torah is equated in that, we say, spiritual sense for the Hebrews. And hear.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, picking up the Midrash here in the outro.
Why it's Yahweh Elohim mean ha dam call hayat ha sadeh with a to call offer ha shemayim wa yabel ha adam lirota ma yikra lau. We call Asher Yikra Lau Ha Adam Nefesha Chaya Hu Shemo.
It means that whatever name Elohim had ordained for every living creature, that was the name that the first man, Ha Adam, gave it and thereby named every living creature. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked the man, quote, and thou, and I, what is Shemekah? What is thy name?
What is Shemecha? The man answered, it is fitting that I be called Adam, since I was fashioned out of the earth, Adama. And Elohim asked, and I, what is Shemi? What is my name? What is my name? Adam answered, it is fitting that thou be called Adonai, since thou art Adonai, Adonai of all, since I art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all. Therefore it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42 and 8, Ani Yahuahu Shemo, I be he who be who he be, Yahuah. Ani Yahuahu Shemo, or some say, Ani Adonai Hu Shemo, I am the Lord, the Sovereign, he who be who he be. That is Shemi, my name, Adoni Yahuahu Shemi, Ani Adonai Hu Shemi, I be he who be who he be. That is Shemi Hu Shemi. By that Elohim, the true good, the true God meant, that is Shemi, my name. By that Adam called me, called I. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, said to the angels, HaMelaki, said to the angels, behold, how great is man's chokmah, how great is man's wisdom, how great is man's wise mind. And yet you say, ma enosh ki tizikreinu. And yet you say, what is enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Similarly, the angels, began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the giving of HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai for Yisrael, they said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yahuwah HaDonenu, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, yet surely above the heavens set thy glory. By this they meant Ribon, Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It would be more fitting for thee, the I, to set forth HaTorah Bashamayim in the heavens. Why? Because we are holy and pure, and it too is holy, pure and holy. We are eternally alive, and Torateka, the I Torah, is the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us, with I and I. Elohim replied, HaTorah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings. For it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living. Is there land in Shemayim, in heaven? Where can Torah find fulfillment among earthly beings? As it is said in Isaiah, Isaiah 45 and 12, I have made the land and created man upon it. My hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah told the parable of a man whose son had a finger missing. The father sent his son away to have him taught the weaving of silk garments and whatever appertains to this craft, a craft requiring the use of all the fingers. After a time, the father came to the master weaver and asked, why hast thou not taught Bini, my son, the craft? The master weaver replied, this is a craft
that requires the use of all the fingers. But, Baneka, the eye son has a finger missing, yet thou desirest that he should learn weaving? So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, HaTorah, the Torah cannot be taught to you, for there is no procreation among you, no uncleanness, no death, no disease. All of you are holy, Kedoshim. Yet in HaTorah, such things are said as Numbers 19 and 14 says, when a man dieth in a tent, and in Leviticus 14 and 2, this shall be the law of HaMitzorah, of the leper. And in Leviticus 12 and 2, if a woman be delivered, and in Leviticus 15:25, if a woman has an issue, and in Leviticus 11 and 9, these may ye all eat. And in Leviticus 11 and 4, these shall y'all not eat. Hence, it is said of HaTorah in Job 28 and 13, neither is it found in the land of the living. As soon as he finished saying all these things to the angels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, performed His deed of love and gave HaTorah, the Torah, to Moshe. But when Moses was gone up the mountain and did not brought that thing of theirs, so that the tablets of testimony were smashed, when the ministering angels rejoiced and said, now HaTorah will be restored to us. And when Moshe went up, aliyed up a second time to receive HaTorah, the ministering angels asked, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, only yesterday did not the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, sin up against HaTorah, in that thou hast written in Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before I. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, as accusers, you have always stood between I and Yisrael, and yet when you went down to Abraham, did you not eat meat and milk together, as it is said even in Bereshit 18:7-8? And Abraham took curd and milk and the calf that he had dressed and set it before them, and they did eat. But even a child in Israel, after coming home from his teacher's, the Moreh's Beit, his teacher's house, will say, if his mother sets out bread, meat, and cheese for him to eat, this day my teacher taught me, according to Exodus 34 and 26, thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. The angels found no answer for Elohim. And in that instant, when the angels had no answer and no rejoinder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moses, according to Exodus 34:27, write thou these words. Again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired his presence, his face, his perception to dwell in the tabernacle, in the Mishkan, the angels said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yehuda, Judah, in the name of Rav Aibu and Rav Yehuda Bar Simon, both deduced this remonstrance of the angels from the one verse in Psalm 68:13. Kings of heavenly hosts cast yidodum, they cast, taking it to mean figuratively that the angels cast stones in remonstrance, yidodum, having the same sense as yadu in the verse in Joel 4 and 3, against me, my people, yadu, they cast lots. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said to the angels, by your lives, I will do as you say. And Habakkuk 3:3, his glory covered the heavens only. But David said to the ministering angels, by your lives, the glory shall be with me. By your lives, the glory shall be with I. For the verse concludes, the earth shall be full of tehilato, his praise, his eyes. The angels reply, only his praise, not his glory, will be on earth. David said, nevertheless, his glory will be on earth. As you can see from the psalm, the Mizmor, that begins with, praise ye, Yah, hallelujah, from the heavens in Psalm 148:1, and goes on in the 13th verse, his glory shall be upon earth and heaven. Thus, the glory will be first upon earth, and then will be bashamayim in the heavens. Hence, hence it is said, Yahuwah Adonenu Mahadir Shimika Bekol Haaretz Asher Tenaho Deka Al Hashemayim. O Jehovah Ayinai Adonia, how excellent is thy name in all the earth where thou hast set thy glory that was in heaven. Mipia olalima where yonikima ye sadetaos, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou the eye male ordained strength. Mipia olalima where yonikim ye sadetaos. Consider this verse in the light illumination of what scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs 6:1. Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. These words are addressed to young disciples, young Talmudim, to each of whom at the time that he is ordained as a scholar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, quote, before thou wast ordained, thou wast not answerable for the entire community. But now that thou art ordained, thou art become a surety for the community. As it is said in Proverbs 6:1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. Who is spoken of as thy friend? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of whom it is said in Song of Songs 5:16, this is my beloved, and this is my friend, and of whom it is also said in Proverbs 27:10, thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not. And what art thou to do as surety of what is clean? Thou art not to say it is unclean, and of what is unclean that it is clean. Of what is permitted, thou art not to say it is forbidden, and of what is forbidden, verboten, that it is permitted. Otherwise, thou wilt be sneered into guilt by the words of thy mouth. As is said in Proverbs 6:2, thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. What more art thou to do as surety? Go and occupy thyself with Torah. For the next verse, verse 3 of Proverbs chapter 6, it says, do this now, Bini, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Here, the word this clearly refers to Torah, of that it is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 4:44, in Deuteronomy 4, verse 44. And this is the Torah that Moses set before the Bnei Yisrael, that Moses set before the children, the sons of Yisrael. The verse it continues in Proverbs 6:3, go humble thyself. That is, get thee a master who will tread on thee as on earth, and humble thyself at his feet. But it is Elohim whom thou must set as Melech, as Negus, even as Negus Neges, king over thee. As the verse concludes in Proverbs 6:3, and let thy friend be king, Rechab, over thee. Here the word Rechab pertains to kingliness, as does Rahab in the verse in Psalm 87, verse 4. I will make mention of the kingdom Rahab and of Babylon. If thou settest Elohim as Melech, as king, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over thee, the eye, according to Proverbs 6:5, thou wilt deliver thyself as a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Another comment, the words in Proverbs 6:1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy neighbor, are addressed to children in Israel who become sureties for one another at the time of the giving of Torah. How so? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to give HaTorah to Amo Yisrael, he said to them, give me sureties that you will live by HaTorah, that you will live by the Torah. And when Amo Yisrael said, behold, the patriarchs will be sureties for us, for I and I, Elohim replied, as ye as y'all live, the patriarchs themselves are in debt to me, are in debt to I. Would that they were able to stand surety for their own persons. A parable, a mashal, is told of a man who needed to borrow money and was told, bring surety, and thou will receive as much money as thou desirest. The man went and brought another who himself was in debt, and he was told, thou hast brought one already in debt to me. Would that he were able to stand surety for his own person. Go now and bring someone not in debt to me, and then receive what money thou desirest. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to Amo Yisrael, you bring me the patriarchs, the fathers, sureties against whom I already hold many pledges. Bring I sureties who are not in debt to me, who are not in debt to I. Whence do we know that Elohim, the true good, the true God, spoke like this? Because it is written in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5:3, Yahweh, Jehovah made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, with I and I, who are all of us, all of I and I, here, alive, this day. When Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, ask, who are those not in debt to thee, to the eye? Elohim, the true good, the true God, answered, infants. Whereupon Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, brought sucklings at their mother's breast, and pregnant women and women with child whose wombs became transparent as glass, so that the embryos in the womb could see Elohim and speak with him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the sucklings and the embryos, will you be sureties for your fathers, your patriarchs, so that if I give them HaTorah, the direction, the instruction, they will live by it, but that if they do not, you will be forfeited because of them? They replied, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20:2, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka, I be he who be, we be the I Elohim. They reply, Ken, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20:3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. They replied, Ken, yes. And so, as sureties for their fathers, for their patriarchs, at every utterance, they replied, Ken, yes. When Elohim said, thou shalt, and replied, no. When Elohim said, thou shalt not, thereupon Elohim declared, out of your mouth, then, I give HaTorah,
as is said, Mipi Olalim with your Nikim, Yesadita Oz. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. According to today's daily psalm, Psalm 8:3. Strength, Oz. Here means Torah. Of that it is said in Psalm 29:11, Yahuwah Jehovah will give strength to Amo, his people. Accordingly, when fathers, patriarchs, and Yisrael, Elohim forfend, reject HaTorah, their children are forfeited on account of them. As it is said in Hosea 4:6, my people are cut off for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, I also will forget thy children. What did Elohim mean in saying, I also will forget thy children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant, I also, in a manner of speaking, will make myself forget that thy children bless me, bless I. Hence, here it is said, I also. A further comment on out of the mouth of babes, Olalim, and sucklings, Yonakim, hast thou ordained strength? Have thou ordained strength, Yisadita Oz. Rabbi and Rav Jose the Galilean differed. Rabbi said, the word Olalim means children old enough to play in the street, as is shown by the verse in Yirmiyahu in Jeremiah 9:20, to cut off the children, Olal, from the streets. And also by the verse in Lamentation 4:4b-5a, the young children, Olalim, ask bread. They are desolate in the streets. And the word Yonakim means embryos in their mother's womb. Rav Jose the Galilean said, the word Olim means embryos still in the womb. As in the verse from Eo from Job 3:16, embryos, Olalim, that never saw light. The word Yonkim means infants, just out of the womb. As in the verse from Song of Songs 8:1, oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked Yonek, the breast of my mother. Rav and Rav Lewi commented further on the infants offering of themselves as sureties. Rav said, their mother's wombs became like transparent glass, and at once the embryos let go of their navel strings, and the sucklings let go of the nipples. Rav, Levi added, even greater than the first miracle was the one that followed. The mother's wombs became opaque again. The embryos rejoined themselves to the navel strings, and the sucklings went back to the nipples. After having opened their mouths in song, as is said, Mipi Olalim Awayonkim Yisadita Oz. Out of the mouths of embryos and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. The verse concludes, because of thine adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Lim'an Soreka Lehashbito Yeva Ua Mitanakeim. The term adversaries, implying two adversaries, and the phrase the enemy and the avenger imply two more adversaries in allusion to the four kingdoms. A different comment by the words, because of thine adversaries, Lim'an Soreka. Elohim meant, on account of your adversaries, I have given you HaTorah. Torah, 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 Torah.